Yeah, and we can take this idea into our classrooms. I mean, and this is the move to the composition classroom that we've all been waiting for.
not that we have to, but we are teachers, right? Let's go there.
And it's important. Just this idea of care. You know, I think that one of the things that I try to help my students understand before they can make a, you know, an argument, before they can really get into some of the nitty gritty of producing, you know, well-composed essays, they've got to care about what they're writing about. And so
totally,
we can figure out ways of encouraging students or cultivating students around places, things, you know, issues, whatever it might be, that they can generally start to care about, to put down roots in, to attune themselves with. I think that kind of work de-emphasizes the traditional product-oriented or even process-oriented approach that we take in our writing classrooms, and puts it instead upon this idea of attunement and care.
And let me tell an example that makes me think of. I remember a student once who wanted to write an argument paper trying to convince other students to ride their bikes to campus, you know, as a ecological. Isn't it funny the word ecological coming up here? But you know what I mean. Save gas, blah, blah, blah. And as we were talking about it, I felt like none of the students' arguments were very convincing. And I kept saying, who do you think is really going to change their practices based on what you've said? And finally I asked her, well, do you ride your bike to campus? And she said, well, no. You know, it rains a lot. We're in Florida, of course. And had all these basic reasons that she hadn't even convinced herself. And you know, when I thought of that, this way that I think using your phrase there, that the way that she wasn't attuned to what she cared about, but she also wasn't attuned to the larger situation going on here.